إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ما بعد. فإن شاء الله we will be covering this chapter in Kitab al-Tawheed. Babun min al-shirki al-isti'adatu bighayrillah. The chapter with regards seeking refuge with other Allah is shirk. Seeking refuge, seeking protection with other Allah is a shirk. So alif, seen, and ta in the Arabic language is for talab, seeking. Al-isti'adah is seeking protection or refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-iltija'u wal-i'tisamu. And that is ibadah, that is worship, to seek refuge, to seek protection from Allah, from other than Allah. That is shirk, but for seeking refuge and protection from Allah, that is ibadah. That is, upon tawheed, is to seek protection from Allah, is to seek refuge with Allah from the rejected one. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. We all say that when we pray, when we read the Surah Al-Fatiha. Before we read Fatiha, what do we say? A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And then we read the seven verses of Al-Fatiha. So it is al-i'tisam, an iltija, seeking protection and seeking refuge. And this should only be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can it not be when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah An-Naml, wa yamsaska Allahu bidurrin fala kashifa lahu illa hu. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills that you are afflicted with an affliction, no one can remove it but Him. And also, and in Surah An-Naml, the first one was not in Surah An-Naml, but the second one is in Surah An-Naml, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيُكْشِفُ السُّوءُ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ أَيْلَهُ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Who is the one that will answer, or that can answer the muttar, the needy, when he supplicates? And he removes harm, يُكْشِفُ السُّوءُ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ, and he makes you khulafa, inheritors of the earth. Ailahum Allah. No doubt, there's no other deity but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can do that. Who can protect you other than Allah? No one can protect you other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is the one who removes harm and brings about goodness to each and every one of us whenever He wills, based upon His great wisdom. So, only Allah can repel harm. Na'am. From that which only Allah is able to repel harm from. For example, if somebody is sick, who should we seek help? Who should we ask to cure? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. And when I'm sick, then He is the one who cures. He is the one who cures. So the affairs belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So seeking refuge, seeking protection, is not by way of the jinn, is not by way of calling upon the dead, is not by way of wearing talismans and wearing charms, or wearing strings around the wrist, or wearing talismans around the neck. That is not where protection lies. Protection lies, na'am, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ta'tasim billah, and you turn to Him, and you humble yourself to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the one who is able to remove this harm from you. Na'am. And that is called al-iyadh, which is to seek refuge in repelling harm. Al-iyadhu fi daf'i shar. And as for al-iyadhu, that is in seeking goodness. That again, you seek that from only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that which only Allah is able to bring about good. So anta al-musta'id, you're the one who seeks refuge. When you say a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, you're the one who is al-musta'id, who seeks refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for example, in the three quls, qul In the last two quls, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, where Allah commanded the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم to say that I seek refuge with the, يعني, with the Lord of Al-Falaq, of the daybreak. Because most evil occurs at night. So here it is munasib and it is beneficial that and it is mentioned in the tafsir that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this al-falaq, the daybreak, after what? After much evil in the night, because much evil is in the night. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. And in Surah An-Nas, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, seeking refuge with the Lord of mankind. فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِدْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Likewise, when you recite the Qur'an, seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected one. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. And when the devil, the shaitan, يَنْزَغُكَ, tries to allure you, lead you astray, نعم, make you fall into sin, what do you do? فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. Seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't seek refuge with other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the author, Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad Wahab rahimullah, he mentioned a verse which was munasib for this. Na'am, mentioned a verse whereby the mushrikun, يعني the background of the verse, I mentioned the verse, وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِّنَ الْإِنْسِ يَعُودُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَزَادُوهُ بْرَهَقًا. وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِّنَ الْإِنْسِ. That there were men amongst the ins seeking refuge from who? From the jinn. And that increased them in fear. That increased them in fear. They used to seek refuge with the jinn. Why? They used to seek refuge with the jinn because the mushrikun, the polytheists, when they would go through valleys, places where they were scary and frightening places, like valleys and through the hills and through the mountains, they would say, "Na'udu bi azizi hadhal wadi." We seek refuge with the aziz of this valley. Who's the aziz of this valley? Na'am, seeking refuge with the jinn of this valley. That's what they used to say. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that this only increased them in misguidance, fear. It didn't actually protect them, because the protection is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So jinn, yes, it's a creation. Allah created mankind and he created jinn. But we don't seek refuge with the jinn. Rather, we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the shayateen and from all evil. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the rest of those verses, in Surah Al-Jinn, he mentions, وَأَنَّا لَمَسْنَا السَّمَاءَ فَوَجَدْنَاهَا مُلِئَتْ حَرَسًا شَدِيدًا وَشُهُبًا. These are the jinn that turned to Islam, that became Muslims. Na'am. That they mentioned that they also realized that the sama were protected. Protected by what? By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by sending each, the rujuman li shayateen, the shooting stars against these devils. Because the devils, as in Hadith in Bukhari, they climb one on top of the other. And they try to listen to يَسْتَرِقُونَ السَّمْعَ. They try to listen to what Allah is commanding the angels with. They want to listen what's happening. And with every 99 lies, they add one truth. Yani, they say that to who? To the soothsayers, to the fortune tellers. They tell them what they hear or what they think, yani, add to what they heard. 99 lies with one truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends upon them these rujuman, these shayateen, these shooting stars against them. Allah, or these shihab, if you like, these stones or these parts of these stars against these individuals in order to stop them from listening. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected the skies above. Na'am. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as يعني, has been mentioned that the skies above are protected by the angels. يعني, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the angels to protect the skies above. And as for the earth, the land below, then Ahlul Sunnah, Ahlul Hadith, they are the protectors against the evils of shayateen of the earth. As for the shayateen in the skies, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the angels to protect the skies above from the evil ones. وَأَنَّا لَمَسْنَا السَّمَاءَ فَوَجَدْنَاهَا مُلِئَتْ حَرَسًا شَدِيدًا وَشُهُبًا. And in Surah Al-Mulk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَعَمْ رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ, that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends these stones or these parts of these stars or these planet, parts of these against these devils in order to bring them down so they don't listen. وَأَنَّا كُنَّا نَقْعُدُ مِنْهَا مَقَاعِدَ لِلسَّمْعِ. They used to try to listen or what is going to happen or what Allah is commanding the angels. فَمَنْ يَسْتَمِعُ الْآنَ يَجِدْ لَهُ شِهَابًا رَصَدًا. That's what they used to get, شِهَاب رَصَدًا, waiting to bring them down, waiting for them to be pelted or to be hit with them. وَأَنَّا لَا نَدْرِي أَشَرٌ أُرِيدَ بِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ أَرَادَ بِهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ رَشَدًا. No doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants good for the people who turn to Allah. As for the evil ones, then Allah leaves them in the path they have chosen. So jinn are a creation from the creation of Allah. From them are righteous Muslims. From them are righteous believers. From them also are evildoers. From them devils. Na'am, from the ins and the jinn. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'am, commanded them just as He commanded us. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, to command them to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this chapter talks about seeking refuge, seeking protection. It should be only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In those things that only Allah is able to protect you from. And also the author mentioned the hadith of Khawla bint Hakim radiallahu anha, where she said that she heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, مَنْ نَزَلَ مَنْزِلًا فَقَالَ أَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّاتِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ لَمْ يَضُرَّهُ شَيْءٌ حَتَّى يَرْحَلَ مِنْ مَنْزِلِهِ ذَلِكَ, رواه مسلم. That whoever enters a manzil, an abode, a place, a residence, na'am, like those residences that you find, يعني, when you travel from place to place, you find a musalla, say, or you find a place where you can rest, where you can put your head down, and there may be scorpions, there may be snakes, there may be shayateen. Say this, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. One time we were with Sheikh Ubaid, rahimullah, going to Mecca, and we passed by a petrol station, and in there they have these, يعني, manazil, short rest places, where you can rest for an hour or two. As soon as we entered, the Shaykh said, أَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّاتِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ. Yes, we seek refuge with the complete words of Allah from the evil that Allah, that He has created. And this is seeking refuge with what? With the complete words of Allah. The words of Allah are complete. Allah said, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا. The words of your Lord have been completed. يعني are complete with truth and justice. Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah said, they are complete in terms of it being sent down. It's complete with truth. He said, "Sidqan." He said, "Adla." He said, "Sidqan fil akhbar." The news that has come to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all truth. Is all haq. There's no doubt about it. And adla, justice in terms of ordering and forbidding. Everything that Allah ordered, everything that Allah forbade is just and is justice. Naam. So here we say we seek refuge with the complete words of Allah. All of His complete words. Naam. From the evil that He has created. Allah created evil and He created good. And this is a test for us to see those who go to paradise and those who go to the hellfire. Those who choose evil, and they die upon that, and if that evil is shirk and kufr, they die upon shirk, they be in the hellfire forever. They chose that path. فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. They go to Sa'ir, to the hellfire. If they don't repent. And those who choose good, alhamdulillah, na'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is vast. They enter paradise, those who die upon La ilaha illallah, sincerely from their hearts. So he whoever says "A'udhu bikalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq," nothing will harm him until he leaves that manzil, until he leaves that abode. Hadith Sahih Muslim. And here, who are we seeking refuge? With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we seek refuge with Allah, or with His names and His attributes, in this case in His attributes, because His speech is from His attributes. And His speech is complete. And it is, and He speaks when He wills to Himself, He wills, and He says what He wills, befitting His great majesty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na'am. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'am, we seek refuge with the complete words of Allah. And here this is proof that the Quran is not created. Because you can't seek refuge with a created thing. You can't seek refuge with something created. You seek refuge with the Creator. You seek refuge, isti'ada is ibadah, is worship. So you can't seek, you can't worship that which is created. So you seek refuge with the complete words of Allah is proof that the Quran is the speech of Allah and it is uncreated. So here, Al-Qurtubi rahimullah, from the scholars of hadith, there's two Qurtubis that are known, well known. There's the Qurtubi of Tafsir, Tafsir Qurtubi, Ahkam al-Quran. And there's and when you see Qurtubi quoted in Al-Mufhim, then you know that is the Qurtubi of Ahl al-Hadith, the Hadith scholar. And he said, I used to, na'am, uhafidhu ala hadha dua. I used to always protect myself with this dua. A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. And this is not just in a manzil, also the hadith mentions in the evening, you mention it three times. A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. So this hadith scholar, Qurtubi, says, I used to, I was very careful in mentioning this dua. This dua, seeking refuge with the complete words of Allah from the evil Allah created. He says, kulla layla. Every night I used to say it. So I forgot it once, I forgot to say it. And was bitten by a scorpion. And he was bitten by a scorpion. فَلَذَغَتُهُ عَقْرَبٌ. Bitten by a scorpion. That is mentioned in Al-Mufhim, volume 7, page 36. He was bitten by a scorpion because he forgot to say it. So my dear brothers and sisters, whoever are listening online, my advice to myself, don't leave this dua. أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. Teach your children this dua. Teach your children this dua. أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. Three times in the evening. And when you go in outside into an abode or a house that looks deserted or maybe abandoned or is one of those ones that are on the journey, you enter it, don't forget to say it. There may be a scorpion there may be whatever. So say that dua. And there's other duas that you can say. Naam, that is quoted. This was from Sheikh Al-Haydan's sharh of... Asif. This is from Sheikh Saleh bin Humaid's sharh of Kitab Tawheed. And also, naam, this quoted... That not only this dua, there are other duas that you can say for protection. Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama'i huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Bismillah, in the name of Allah, nothing can harm you. In the heavens or in the earth, and He is as-sami'ul 'alim. This one, Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama'i huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. You can say it in the morning and say it in the evening. Three times. And this dua is, as again, is very important for us. And this is recorded by Uthman, radiallahu anhu, Uthman ibn Affan. It was said to his son, Aban. His son's name is Aban. It was said to him when he was sick, you narrate this hadith from your father after saying, Bismillah, alladhi la yadurru ma ismihi fil ardi wa la fis sama'i huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. And yet, you are sick. He says, by Allah, my father spoke the truth. Yani Uthman ibn Affan. And the Rasul Sallallahu spoke the truth. But I forgot to say it. Subhanallah. So it's possible. Na'am, of course, you could be harmed. You could be... Allah is the one who's... But look at the conviction and certainty that Uthman radiallahu anhu's son had. Affan. He knows that this is from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from his father, that they spoke the truth, that protection is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, na'am, he mentioned this beautiful, beautiful narration that we say it for protection. So we should not fear anyone except Allah, not like the mushrikun. They fear, they go into this valley, they fear us around them, and they call upon others besides Allah. Protection belongs to Allah. Aid belongs to Allah. So we should have tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na'am. And we should have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For He is al-azim, alladhi qahara kulla makhluq, the one that every creation, na'am, Allah is above. Every creation Allah is above, and Allah is able to, na'am. He is the compeller of over all of creation. No one is able to escape Allah. No one is able to overcome Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has overcome all of the creation, for He's above and He's the creator. And He's sufficient for us over all harm. And that's why we call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَدْعُوا رَبِّي. Say, I call upon my Lord. وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِهِ أَحَدًا. And I don't commit shirk with Him in anything or anyone. قُلْ إِنِّي لَا أَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا رَشَدًا. Say that I myself, I do not have the ability, na'am, to repel any harm, nor bring any good. Me, yani, in and within myself. All of that belongs to Allah. قُلْ إِنِّي لَنْ يُجِيرَنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ أَحَدٌ وَلَنْ أَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا. So all affairs belong to Allah. There's no one else that can protect me, na'am, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one is able to harm me. Na'am. If Allah is our helper and is our aid and our protector, wallahi, Allah is your wali, no one can harm you. Allah waliyul ladina amanu. Allah is the guardian of the believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned, Ala inna awliya Allah, la khawfun alayhim wa lahum ya'zanun. The awliya of Allah, the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'am, has raised to be the awliya. No, Allah is their protector. Allah is their guardian. Ya Allah. لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. No fear for them, no any distress for them. Ya Allah. Why? Because they are الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. They are the believers and they used to have piety in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So being upon sincerity, being upon tawheed in this affair of seeking refuge, this is an important matter. That's why Shaykh Islam Muhammad Wahab Rahimullah put it in Kitab al-Tawheed. Why? Because it is part of ibadah. To seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek protection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to seek refuge with some, oh, Aziz al-Wad, or oh, Aziz amongst the jinn, yani someone called Aziz, or somebody, whoever it is, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. We seek refuge with Allah. We don't seek refuge with other than Allah, and fear is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear that you have, which is the main fear. As for the natural fear, yes, if a lion is in front of you, of course you're going to have the natural fear. But other than that, then the fear, which is worship, then that is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِ. And don't fear them, but fear me. And the fear of Allah has in it love and exaltation. That is the fear of Allah, because we fear Him, because we love Him, and we exalt Him, and we know that He is deserving of all worship belonging to Him alone, because He's the one who created us. We shouldn't be seeking refuge with that which is weak, cannot help you. Some people go to the graves, and they seek protection from the graves, from the dead in the graves. That individual in the graves needs your dua to supplicate for them, because they can't even remove the soil above their heads. And they're going to help you. How are they going to help you? They can't help you. It was said that there was somebody had a donkey. He used to go to, he was traveling, and on the way his donkey died. And he buried him. He buried the donkey. So the people after thought that this was a wali. And they used to seek protection from this donkey. They didn't know that it's just a donkey. Subhanallah. Na'am. And they would say, Ya Fulan, help us. Oh Fulan, protect us. Huh? And it's only a donkey. Subhanallah. Hamar. Finish Allah salam. So we ask Allah to protect us. This is the reality.
They thought their second refuge with the ish, wali. And even if it's wali, how can he help you? He can't even hear you. He can't hear. The dead cannot hear unconditionally. Na'am, Allah mentioned that to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِعٍ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ You cannot make the dead people hear. Allah said that to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The only time they can hear is in those specific times that was mentioned in the Sunnah. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when they are buried, as soon as they are buried, they hear the footsteps of those leaving. Now, that is a time that they are able to hear. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that as an exception. But in general, the dead can't hear. Sheikh Ubaid used to say, Allah arhamu used to say that they are busy in the barzakh period. They are not alive in this dunya. They are alive in the barzakh. They're not here. They are in another life. They're not in this life. They're in the barzakh period between death and Yawm al-Qiyamah. That is the situation. You can supplicate for them. إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ Your dua is tranquility for them. You can do that, but you can't ask them to help you. So we say, we supplicate for the dead. Salamu alaykum. Ya أَهْلَ الدِّيَارِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنْتُمْ السَّابِقُونَ نَحْنُ لَحِقُونَ We send salam upon them. What does salam mean? May Allah protect you. So we're asking Allah to protect them. We're asking Allah to give them security. You're not asking them to give you security. You're not asking them to help you or to protect you. You're not seeking refuge with them against the evil ones. As for those who have done that, then they're the ones who sought honor from other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً لِيَكُونُوا لَهُمْ عِزَّا كَلَّا سَيَكْفُرُونَ بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ وَيَكُونُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ دِدَّا وَيَكُونُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ دِدَّا These ones that you sought refuge with other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be against you in Yawm al-Qiyamah. They're the ones who will be turning against you. So we shouldn't seek refuge with the jinn like the mushrikun of the past used to say when they would be in trouble. Shouldn't do that. Na'am, rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that we seek refuge with. And the hadith of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, which we mentioned, that hadith is in Sunan Abi Dawood and Sunan Tirmidhi, and who said hadithun hasanun sahih, the one where he said ma min abdin yaqulu fi sabah kulli yawmin wa masa'in kulli layla bismillah alladhi la yadhurru ma'a ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama' wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim thalatha marrat, three times morning, three times evening, illa lam yadhurruhu shay'un, nothing will harm him. Morning and evening. Bismillah alladhi la yadhurru ma'a ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama'i wa shay'un. Also, if you read the three quls, morning and evening, three times, it will suffice you. As in another hadith which mentions that it will suffice you, yakfik. Likewise, if you leave your house, as in a hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu, you say, as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا خَرَجَ الرَّجُلُ مِن بَيْتِهِ He leaves his house. Huh? He leaves his house. He comes out of his house. He leaves his house. Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah. Oh Allah, I rely upon you. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That no movement and no power except belongs to you, oh Allah. You can't move. You can't blink. You can't breathe except with Allah's will. Except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willing it for you. No power except that it belongs to Allah. It will be said to him, hasbuka, sufficient that is for you. Hudita, you are guided. Wakufita, you have been sufficed. What you said. Wawuqita, and you have been protected. Four things are said to him. Tanaha anhu shaitan. Watanaha anhu shaitan moves away from him. That is in Sunan Nisa'i. And likewise, in Ibn Hibban mentions it in his, and he said this hadith hasanun sahih. So, and that hadith, there is inshallah, Hasan or Sahih li Shawahid. There's many reports regarding it, and the strongest position is that it is authentic. So, leaving the house, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Then you will be sufficed, Ya Abdullah. Wallahi, this day and age, we need to protect ourselves against shaitan. We need Allah's protection, because without that, we could be harmed by even magic. You could be harmed by envy, jealousy, hasad, evil eye. You could be harmed by these devils. Na'am, we don't harm the believers. لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They don't have authority over the believers. These devils, they don't have that quwwah. They don't have that over the believers. The believers, they're scared of them. You know why? Because the believer, mashallah, ta'ala, is upon the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The believer is upon the salawatul khams, five daily prayers. He goes to the masjid. As soon as he enters the masjid at fajr, he says, A'udhu bi kalimati Allah. He says, Asif, he says, A'udhu billahi al-azim bi wajhi al-kareem sultan al-qadim min ash-shaytan al-rajim. Then he says, Bismillah wa salatu wa salam rasulillah, Allah maftah li abab rahmatik. He seeks refuge. A'udhu billahi al-azim bi wajhihi al-kareem. With the blessed face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A'udhu billahi al-azim, the exalted, the magnificent. Bi wajhi al-kareem. Wa sultanihi al-qadim. Na'am. Min ash-shaytan al-rajim. Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaytan. Shaytan's Allah will protect you till the evening. Who can harm you? Wallahi, who can harm you? So you, Allahumma barik. Allah is the one who's protecting you. And in Sunan Abi Dawood, it is mentioned that the one who says, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, as he leaves the house, it is said to him, Hudita, that you'll be guided, or you are guided. Wa kufita, you are sufficed. Wa wuqita, and you are protected. Faytanaha anhu shaytan, fayaqulu lahu shaytan akhar, kaifa laka bi rajulin kufi, wuhudi, wuqi. And the other shaitan says to him, how can you follow a man who has been sufficed and is guided and is protected? Allahu Akbar. So guard Allah's duty, Allah will protect you. Hadith Sahih Muslim. Ihfadillah yahfadk. The hadith in Tirmidhi. Guard Allah's duties, you will find him in front of you. So who can harm you if you're protecting Allah's, if you're guarding Allah's duties? You're guarding your tongue, you're guarding your private parts, you're guarding your eyes, your ears, you're guarding the salah. Hafidhu ala salawati wa salatil wusta. Wa qawmu lillahi qanitin. You're protecting yourself with the dhikr of Allah. How can shaitan come to you and harm you? Udhkurullah dhikran kathira. How can they harm you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for you. He is al-kafi, al-shafi. The one who suffices, and he is the one who cures. Here, Shaykh Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he says, "Inna al-insana idha i'tamada 'ala Allah ta'ala fi jalb al-manafi' wa daf' al-madar ma'a thiqati bihi." Na'am. He says, "Inna al-insana idha i'tamada 'ala Allah ta'ala fi jalb al-manafi'." Na'am, just make sure that somebody is calling. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانِ إِذَا اَعْتَمَدَ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى فِي جَلْبِ الْمَنَافِعِ. If the person, he relies upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in bringing about good and benefit and repelling any harm. مَعَ الثِّقَ بِهِ. Having the firm belief in that. صَارَ ذَلِكَ أَقْوَى لَهُ. That will be strong for him. That will be strong for him, that he will not be harmed. وَأَطْمَنَ لِقَلْبِ. And it will be more tranquility and contentment for his heart. لكن مع هذا فإن التوكل لا ينافي فعل الأسباب. But he still has to do the asbab. نعم. He still, because توكل does not mean that you negates doing the reasons to bring it about firmness and protection. What are the reasons? As we mentioned, the dua, the adhkar, being upon tahara, sleeping upon tahara. Imagine if you sleep at night and you sleep upon tahara, Allah places an angel. نعم. To protect you until the morning. They can't harm you. Allah described the angels, عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ. They are mighty and stern. Devils are scared. If you mention, look at the night, in the night prayer, you mentioned Rabbi Jibra'il, Mika'il, wa Israfil. Why do you think those angels are mentioned? When you mention them, the devils are scared. The devils are frightened. They cannot overcome these angels. The angels are the soldiers of Allah, the armies of Allah. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. So the devils, they are scared. When you mention the verses about stars, وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ. You know why? Because they've been, they're scared. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends these or parts of these stars or these against them, against these devils. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ Subhanallah. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الطَّارِقِ النَّجْمُ الثَّاقِبُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions and he swears by and Allah is greater than all of these stars and all of these all of the creation that we see and that which we haven't seen. So you take the asbab. Take the asbab to protect yourself. No doubt, seeking refuge is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those things, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to protect you in. Na'am, but you take the asbab, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take the reasons. Na'am, for protection, like for example, when he would go in the battle of Uhud, he would wear armor, he would wear helmet. Na'am, so that type of protection, yes, you take the reasons to protect yourself, but only the legislated reasons. Na'am. Likewise, Shaykh Islam Muhammad Wahab Rahmullah mentioned in this chapter also, he mentioned one of the du'as that you could mention, Hadith Sahih Muslim, seeking refuge with the complete words of Allah from the evil that is created, that also is from seeking protection, the du'as. Na'am. And likewise, in general, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're of those who turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and are from the awliya of Allah, no one can harm you because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be your guardian. مَنْ عَادَى لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ أَذَنْتُ بِالْحَرْبِ Whoever harms a beloved of mine, that is maybe the best translation for the word wali. Whoever harms a beloved of mine, I'm at war with him. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting you and at war with those who oppress you, subhanAllah, who can harm you? So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and aid us and forgive us our shortcomings. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala khayri khalqina Muhammad wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.